Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody. You know, one of the most horrible forms of oppression is slavery. It goes all the way back. The Hebrews were slaves. And I don't think that far back, I don't think they were able to buy their freedom. And then, of course, came the, much later came the Civil War, and slavery was so bad that people were killing each other over it. There was a war, the North and the South. Now, in those days, for a certain amount of money, you could buy your freedom. You wouldn't have to be a slave. And that's what we want to talk about tonight. If disabled people had the money, we wouldn't have to be enslaved to this system. We wouldn't have to go in nursing homes. We wouldn't have to deal with service dog schools without a law. We wouldn't have to deal with the American Disability Act that isn't being enforced. We could do something about it if we had the money. So there's the bottom line answer. And there's what the agencies and the government should be doing. The agencies should be mandated to raise the money to give us our freedom and independence. And that's not happening. I don't know of one fund in the name of the person who's disabled, one fund, one program, you want to call it a I hate that word program, one cause that is dedicated to establishing a fund so that a disabled person does not have to go into a nursing home. See, that's how you could buy your independence, and you wouldn't need these agencies. And then if they tried to butt into your life, you'd have the means to fight them. So even there, you have freedom. You know? Look what happened to Bill Cosby. I don't know the whole story. I don't think anybody does. But how do you think he got out of jail? Money. Power. That's how he did it. And maybe some people who lied along the way, too. But the money. He was able to buy his freedom, his independence. Happens all the time. Happens in politics all the time. So the main element that's needed for people to be free and independent is you've got to have the money to do it. Because you can have all the programs in the world to help the disabled. And if they're not under our, if that help is not under our supervision, you really don't have anything. Look what was said. Oh, and by the way, we apologize for last night's show going off the air. Yours truly went off the air. I don't know what happened. We got most of the show in, but we apologize for the technical difficulty that booted me off the air. But we heard last night an example of what I'm talking about. You can bust your butt. You can go to all these programs. You can find an apartment. You know, you can try to get you have to struggle to get money from different sources to pay the rent and all that because the money's not there for you. And then after all that, some jackass doctor can throw a monkey wrench in and decide they're not going to sign off on letting the person out. Oh, yeah, you can still get them out, you know. But the help you need is going to be harder to get. There's the money again. Whereas if you had the money in an account for the person to get out, and then, of course, if you had the money not to go into a nursing home, that would solve the whole thing. So how do we get the money to buy our freedom? Those of us who are disabled, 61 million estimate disabled in this country. How do we get the money to buy our freedom and independence? We have to change the way things are done. That's why Inner Sight does this show. The other agencies are not joining us. They believe in the system. They believe in carrying on the direction of the state, which keeps you oppressed because you never have anything to buy your freedom, to get your freedom. The average disabled person, I'm not talking about the people who are well off, they don't have to worry about nursing homes and all the other things they need. See? They have the freedom and the independence. So whatever, and we'll talk about this some more, but whatever people can do to alter this system, to change it, that's what people should be doing with the purpose of, and this is the important part, with the purpose of getting the money in the name of the person who needs it for the specific need of what they're going to use it for. You see, all these years, demonstrations and laws and whatever has taken place, what has that done? It hasn't done a damn thing. You know why? Because the money is not being used in the right way that's supposed to be there to help us. It's being used and supervised by other people who need it. That's the trouble. I mean, if a person has a good job and they're going to get a big pension and all that, that's going to help them to stay out of a nursing home. But even so, they may need more. See? The agencies should be contributing to that. And we'll talk about that some more. And with the how the ADA plays should play a role in that when we come back. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. If you want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. Call if you need dog food, cat food. Nobody starves on Long Island. And check out the Facebook, see how that dog is doing that Gary is trying to help. Nobody starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085 for the dog food, cat food, and to help raise money for the medical. If the animal medical in New York City would give me the damn, they don't want to give me the medical. If they would give me the money they owe me, I'd make a nice donation to Gary's organization. You know, but go and try to get that when there's no law. All right. Inner Sight. Big East, the key to rescue. Little Bear. Joanne Diamond, 609-388-7004, the phone number of the Big East Akita Rescue, and she likes to be contacted by email. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net, I think it is. You can check it on the phone number 609-388-7004. All right. Some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Sutton Insurance, Suffolk Bus Corp, Touro Law Center, my buddy Sal with the Sunset Restaurant, Gold Islip Cleaners, some of the people who have helped us and who will continue to help us. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number 224-3090. That's our Inner Sight number, 224-3090-631. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of them who have passed on to a better place. And go an extra mile for a child in a site. Remind you. So it's a good thing to keep in your mind and your heart. Help the children. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. We'll get the Able News a little later. And hopefully we can get the phones open. Talking tonight about how if you had the money, the disabled, that is, but, you know, not only for the disabled, for everybody. It's true for everyone. If you had the money, you could buy your freedom and independence. So, so important. And the next issue is the celebration of the Americans with Disabilities Act is the end of this month. Now, what does that law do to make sure it's supposed to be there to protect the disabled? What does it do to make sure that a person who's on disability is not going to wind up in a nursing home? It doesn't do a thing about that. I don't even think it talks about nursing homes in that set of rules, the Americans with Disability Act. I've never heard a case like that. But it doesn't protect people. We've seen that many, many times. I mean, when a person can't get the care at home that they need, you know, and the state refuses to help them and they want to, their only answer is the nursing home, the ADA doesn't come along and say, hey, you can't do that. You know, see, the ADA should have stipulated very strongly that every agency must raise money to protect the disabled and keep people out of nursing homes. Nothing like that was put into the Americans with Disability Act. And we are determined to get one of these congressmen, or even on a, well, the ADA is federal, it would have to be federal, to present that. And it would take a lot of the burden off the government, because the agencies raise the money. You know, eventually, the government could be phased out, and the person would have the means to stay out of the nursing home. So there's a solution to the problem. That's what has to be done. The agencies for the disabled should have a campaign, fundraising, and establish a fund so that people would have the money, to hire aides to help them. And of course, every circumstance is different. You know, you'd have to tailor it to the need of the person. All right, Inner Sight, we don't have the phones open, but if you want to take note of the number 213-816-1650, we're hoping to be able to get some phone calls. And so important is freedom and independence. I mean, people have gone to war over it. You know, people in other countries where the government takes the money that's supposed to be there to help them and uses it in such a way that oppresses the needy instead of helping them. That's how they start revolutions. People get so oppressed for years and years and years. You know, it's like that Bob Dylan song says, how many years does one man have before he can hear people cry? One of Dylan's phrases in that Blowing in the Wind. How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? That's a very good phrase to describe what's going on with these nursing homes. Because they're sending people to these places not to live and get better. They're sending them in there to die. And that's why they treat people like that. Because they believe that these people are there to die, not to live. So they'll give them things and do things to them, you know, with the idea of they're not trying to save them. If they were, they wouldn't be taking all their money. If they were, they wouldn't take away their home or their apartment. So that's the battle. And that's what you need the money for. Stay away from these horrible places. We've heard the horror stories. We're going to continue to hear them and continue to find people that are being abused and forgotten until the money is used in the right way. And that's what needs to be done. And that's why people who are advocates should be fighting for that. How can they fight for that if they're controlled by the state? The two don't go together. I mean, we see it all the time. Time we had someone put into a nursing home. We tried to get a lawyer to go into court under the ADA. And they said they couldn't do it. Why? Because that ADA, that Americans with Disability Act, doesn't do a damn thing to protect you. There's a perfect example of what we're talking about with Suzanne's mom. Perfect example. I was on the phone with the lawyers from Touro.
Yeah.
And I said to them, I said, can't we go in under the ADA and get a court order? And the lawyers said, no, we can't do it. It doesn't apply. How can you have a law that's supposed to protect the disabled and it doesn't apply?
Mm-hmm.
That's an insult.
Yeah.
It's an insult to all of us.
It
it's an insult to those who believe in freedom and the American way.
Yeah.
It's not just an insult to the person who needs the help. There's more.
Yeah.
More people are insulted.
Yeah.
It's a damn insult that the people who orchestrated this law allowed that to go in that way.
Yeah.
How can you leave those people out?
Right.
I mean, look at this. There's three top things now that the ADA is no damn good for. Service dogs, nursing homes, and enforcement on people with wheelchairs.
Yeah. So
three top things. It covers millions and millions of people.
How about housing? Housing in general.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. Accessibility.
Yeah. Ow.
You know, they said on the news today, on the business news, that more housing is becoming available. Yeah. For who?
You know why? People have died from corona.
Yeah, but not for us.
No.
Most of that housing is not for us.
That's
you can't get in it.
That's true.
Where's the enforcement?
That's right. Very true.
There it is again, the ADA. It doesn't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about going to court for 10 years.
No.
I'm talking about what everybody else has.
Right.
That bull going to court and finding out if they have to make it accessibility, that's a bunch of bull.
No, don't let me get started.
Nobody has to do that.
No.
To be able to get into a house. They just walk right in.
That's right.
Why can't we?
That's right.
So there you have.
I think we should do something like that. You know, we
keep
saying that.
There you have the horror of this ADA. And you know what? It's going to get worse. Now, what were you going to say?
I don't know if we could do this, but this should be a plan, okay? Have people who are disabled, who have a different disability than a motor disability, but yet they could walk in to an apartment, okay? And, you know, have them represent the people who are in the wheelchairs, and then, you know, go in and we do this, like, sort of a movement, you know, in certain cases. Like, if there's, like, a whole building that's not accessible and it's being redone, you could actually do that and actually protest that and start going from one building to another that is being redone.
Now, you
it
need enforcement.
I know.
You can do anything, but without enforcement, what good is it?
I know. I know. But it says
if
on the
you have
act
no
itself,
enforcement, it doesn't mean a damn thing.
The thing that's really funny is it says on the act itself that if there is renovation, right, they have to do it, right? So, okay, where is why don't they do it then?
Yeah, well, that right there was a big blunder and a mistake.
Yeah, why aren't they doing it then?
It should have nothing to do with that. Everything it should have said, and everything must be made accessible immediately, and the agencies and the government must split the cost. That's what it should have said.
Right.
If I wrote that law, that's what it would say.
Yeah. Or, and then to add more to that, they should fundraise for, you know, the monies. They should. They should really fundraise for it.
Yeah, the agencies could make money off it.
Yeah, easily. They make money off of
it. But it doesn't work that way.
No, but they make money off of other.
The money goes to all these housing places and these stupid-ass social workers and these stupid-ass psychologists and whatever.
Yeah.
The money doesn't go where it's needed. It goes to everybody else.
I know.
Because of us.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
That's why people, many people are homeless.
Yeah.
Because the money's not there for them. It's someplace else. It's in some agency. It's crazy, man. And the ADA doesn't do anything about that.
Yeah. There are 80-something
There's
million,
another
I
situation
think.
Where, sure, you can take somebody to court under the ADA, you know, you want to go to months and months and years and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go to court.
Yeah.
Well, what good is that? Why should you have to go to court because you
when
need
you
a place to live?
You shouldn't have to. You know, that's the sad part. How could you take a person to court when you don't have enough funds to take a person to court? I mean, seriously. I mean, they shouldn't have to.
The court should not be involved when a person is fighting to be equal.
Yeah.
Everybody should be equal. And when it comes to housing, and by that I mean any place that you go to,
should be
no
equal.
Matter what apparatus or whatever you need to function, you should be able to get into that place.
Yeah.
That should be the law of the land with strict enforcement. You know, I don't care if somebody has to go in the garage and bring out a ramp and there, now you can get in.
Right.
So that's it.
Right.
That would work. You don't have to tear down any walls and all that. Make it in such a way that the person will be agreeable. Let the person be creative with it. But every place should be accessible.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that.
No, they never did.
They didn't give a damn about us.
No.
And then not only did
they
not only didn't they give a damn about us, then they took the money that was supposed to do that, that should have done that, and they put it in other places.
Yeah.
instead of
hey,
doing.
Hey, Frank, we have callers, too.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a war. This is a war. It's a cold war.
Yeah.
On a hot night.
Hot night.
Inner Sight, 213-816.
Yeah.
1650. Do the Able News, and then we'll go to the phones.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has that personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Also, you can get that free registration, and please go to ablenews.com. Sorry. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions.
Yeah.
You want to do something about all of this? Get your friends.
Yeah.
Have a petition party.
Yeah.
Invite Inner Sight. We'll bring refreshments.
Yeah, we always do.
I'll get some stuff.
I get some stuff, too.
Sign the petition on the guide dog schools and on the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if we get enough names, one of these politicians will take a break in between stealing and do something about this.
In between stealing. That's the truth.
All right, Inner Sight, who we got on the line?
We actually, I don't know if he wants to talk or not, but Danny is on. We have, let's see. He has engaged the number one. So, Danny, if you want to talk, just leave that on. But if you don't want to talk, you can shut it off. Yeah, I know that.
Who else did you say we had?
We have Maureen, Danny, and we have Louie. Louie's not in the queue yet. But I could get Maureen first.
Louie's tomorrow night. Let's take Maureen want to say something?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a call for Maureen, and we'll see who else we got. Inner Sight Live, hello.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, because with this phone, I never know. hi. Well, there's a little different story today about the doctor. That's not what actually happened, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so, things keep changing, stories keep changing, so. So we can't blame the doctor as of now. Okay. So.
What are you at liberty to tell us what happened?
It's just a case of the other agencies, if they'd have to get something written from the doctor. That's actually what it is. Yeah.
Written from the doctor to what effect?
It's saying that they want more hours for her.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, is the doctor going to do that?
Well, they'll do it, but we still don't know if they'll go through with it. We're hoping so.
You know who's more likely to go through with it? You have Agewell in that picture, right? They're what they call the MLTC. They're more likely than a traditional Medicaid. So you might want to go.
They're only going to follow what the doctor says.
Yeah, they will.
Well, they have to follow actually what Medicaid says. They're the ones that give the hours, right?
Well, they're going to pay for it, but the doctor has to. What you said last night, the doctor wants her to have 24/7.
No, that story has changed.
What?
No, but listen.
That story has changed now, so.
What do you mean that story has changed?
Yeah, it has.
The doctor wasn't. The social worker said it wasn't that that she hadn't told the doctor, and it's the agencies that are trying to get more, so the doctor has to write a letter for them. Yeah, so.
Well, then what has changed?
Well, it's not the doctor who said about that she wouldn't release her if she didn't get the overnight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That story.
Yes. I have the feeling that someone's listening to this show.
I know that.
And we'll never know.
Well, you never know, but you know what? Welcome, and come on the show with us and tell us how you feel about the situation, right?
Yeah,
well, today I get there.
Don't hold your breath on that one.
I know.
Today I get there for the visit,
mm-hmm.
and it started to rain, so they put us in. There's a gazebo outside, so that's nice.
Right.
So we went in there. So then we go in, and we have our temperature taken, and mine was 91.
Oh, my God.
Yours was what?
91.
91. A mistake, of course.
91.
So the guy came over and took it. It was 98.
Okay.
98.
Oh, my God. So anyway, then we do the hand sanitizer. I'm sorry?
No, I just said 90.
You can't even read a thermometer, these people? What the hell's wrong with them?
I guess obviously not.
No.
My temperature
these
was 91.
These are the people that are
going to
help
store,
you.
Too.
That's what I'm
saying. My temperature was 90 once in the little drugstore, too. I said to the girl, how could it be 90? I said, oh, that's okay. And off she went.
That's okay. Then why are you even taking the damn temperature?
This is good for the COVID, you know. So anyway, so we do the whole hand sanitizer bit and the second mask. And the guy's going to bring me in, and all of a sudden we stop because
uh-oh.
There's a COVID case in her unit.
Oh, great.
So anyone in that unit, if you wanted to go visit, it was a compassionate visit today. So actually it turned out much nicer. It was nicer being up in her room.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves. So it was nice.
Yeah.
So it was more private, and well, I had to wear the stupid gown,
yeah.
of course. But
yeah, that's
so,
what happened to me.
Yeah, but...
I don't care.
But it was
actually, I wear everything.
I went in, she goes, oh, look who's here. And then she was showing me all her cards up on the bulletin board.
Aww.
And her teddy bear and cake and decoration and her
that's
flowers.
Cute.
So she was giving
aww.
Me the tour. So.
Aww.
Yeah, so it was nice. And I mean, like, this is another reason why she should get out because, you know, they're so concerned, you know, about her health, but being in a place where a deadly disease is.
I know.
And twice she was in the room earlier in the year with the two who had it actually in the room with her.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is another reason why you have to get out, you know, have to
that's
get her out. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just so ridiculous.
Well, you know why? I figured something out,
yeah.
and I want to share this with the world. You know why the governor didn't get those people out when the virus came in?
More money.
Because he believes that people go to nursing homes to die.
That's right.
There's the whole connection right there.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, now,
he believes
the
in
real
it.
Reason
sure.
is because if he put the people in the Javits Center or the ship, That wouldn't be money for the state because
no,
we have to go back to a nursing home.
Yeah.
You know, to profit. So that's why
right.
those two things were never used or the other.
Those people, if
yeah,
those people had the money, they could have bought their freedom and
yeah,
independence.
That's true.
Uh-huh. So that was the latest today. And I thought it said, I got a robocall on the way home, of course, in the accessory bus. I couldn't hear too. I thought it said, it's not going to open till the 19th. Why would it be so late? That would be like 18 days. It's usually not that long. There's only one person, supposedly. And, of course, it's got to be on her unit.
Of course.
So, I don't know. So, but it was much nicer in her room, so.
Yeah, so go to her room. That's it. You have the shots, that helps. As long as it's not in her room. I think it's fine.
As long as what isn't?
as long as the virus wasn't in her room, then it's fine.
Yeah. No, it wasn't in her room. The other one didn't have it. Yeah,
good.
I don't know where it was exactly. I mean, they're not going to tell you what the HIPAA. You've
got to be careful for pneumonia in those places.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Make sure she gets a lot of movement, you know?
Well, that's why I got to get her out, you know, because, you know, well, last time it was on the north side, I think. I think it's been on her side before, too, anyway. But
yeah, it has.
They weren't, doing the visiting then, you know?
Yeah.
I just have to make sure. Well, I'm sure I'm not going to get it. I mean, if it were me only, I wouldn't do the hoot. But I just have to make sure my roommate doesn't get anything.
Now,
if that
virus came in there with someone and it's supposed to be so contagious, why aren't they getting everyone out?
That's a...
Well,
they
that's the
care.
Thing. Why? And, you know, they put the gown on and they put the second mask on, but your hair is exposed.
Yeah.
So what the hell? I always wondered about that because in intensive care, too, you put the gown on and you put the stuff on, but your hair's showing. No germs can
Doesn't
go in
make
on
any
hair.
Sense.
Right.
Nothing makes sense. I
the
mean,
whole thing
that could be a perfect place
crazy.
Where you could come in.
You should have seen how I looked like a space cadet. They gave me the face shield. They gave me the mask, double mask, and they had me with the gown, and then they had my sleeves covered with the two extra long gloves. And let me tell you, I looked like a freaking space cadet. And I said,
oh,
well,
we didn't
you really
that.
Thought this was so... contagious from the beginning. Why the hell you didn't put all this on for everybody to come see their family members on a regular basis if you thought it was this damn contagious? That's what I said.
Well, we didn't have to do all that. We just had to do gown. That was the only different thing because we do the double mask. She didn't have a mask on, but I guess they usually do that downstairs where there's a lot of people.
But
you know
how much that would have made a difference to somebody like my mom? She yearned to see me. She did.
Would have been better if they built up their immune system than all that.
I know
that
too, but still, Frank, you know, she yearned just to see me. It's all she wanted, and they didn't even give it to her. You know.
Well, they should have had
so
a
terrible.
Way.
What?
They should have had a way for people to visit and to for hospitals.
Yeah,
and
she was heartbroken too. I mean, that was heartbreaking.
Uh-huh.
To see somebody pass on because her heart was broken, nobody could see her. Really.
Right. Yeah, of
course.
She
didn't even get a phone, you know? I mean, she only had she didn't know how to use the cell phone. So things were, like, really a mess. She didn't have
And recreation didn't go around and help out with that?
Oh, we had to have special visits and time things, and I just was like, I gave up on them, because everybody was, I would call, and then I'd get a call back a week later. I mean, is that, like, the way you're doing it? That's not the way people, you know,
no,
get
a week later.
No, because
in hers, you set up the days, like we set up Tuesday and Friday for the call.
That's what it was, but it's not like exactly that. You have to, by the time they call you back, it's a week later. And
nah,
I'm like, is that going to be helpful? Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very good system. I mean, hers was
doesn't.
Every Tuesday
but they have
and Friday,
a lot
and they
people
did it.
On both wings, so that's how they set it up. So stupid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do we have any other calls?
let me check. Hold on, let me just check. I have to go to the other view. I was,
I'm
going to
take another call, Maureen.
Okay.
Getting
a
Anything
little
else you
want to
add?
No, I'm just so if it doesn't end soon and us get settled and,
I think you
just
will.
To,
I just have to move, you know.
Don't trust
everything
them.
Just move fast.
I don't trust these people. They keep changing their story. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We have people relating, we have
All right,
Danny still. And we have
around the world. Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, good night.
Take care,
Okay,
Maureen.
Take care.
Okay?
You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Around the world, Intersight 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about how if we had the money, meaning the disabled, mm-hmm. we could buy our freedom.
Yeah.
Because the ADA isn't doing a damn thing to give us freedom. They won't even put up a traffic light here in my town that that a blind
right.
person can read.
I only have one. And that, then when I asked for more, they didn't put it up right.
Yeah, because there's
no
enforcement.
Yeah, I know. So,
all right,
I mean,
any other callers?
Yeah, we have Danny and we have Louis, but Louis's not in the queue.
No, does Dan want to talk?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, all right. So let's bring in Dan from Long Island, Inner Sight Live.
Here he is. Hi, Dan.
Hey.
How you doing? I'm happy to hear from you, actually.
I just wanted to, want you guys to do something.